I was just thinking about what Mark was talking about there this evening, and kind of going back over my life, my lifetime, and I can truly say that I've really been blessed. Over 81 years of life, I've really been blessed. So I'm really thankful for that. But tonight I want to talk about the number of days that we have left on this earth. And God, we asked that God teach us how we may know these things. But there's no way we can know. We can know approximately sometime with this body will give out on us, and we kind of know that things are near. But we was also thinking about, I use the internet a little bit also, and I looked up a few things, and about the average life of men and women on the earth today. And the average is about, for men, it's 74.5 years. So, and women, it's 80.2 years. So there's about 5 years difference between men and women. So doesn't quite seem fair, does it? when he made Adam and Eve, he must have really made them healthy and strong. Because Adam lived until he lived for 930 years. It doesn't mention how long Eve lived. So we don't know how long she lived. Now the oldest man in history that was ever recorded in the Bible was Methuselah. And he lived for 969 years. Now that's a long time to live, and our bodies must have been in pretty good health in order to make it like that far. So we can barely make it 70 years today, or 75. So our bodies, I guess, has been deteriorated over the years. But we found that Noah, in his time, he lived to 950 years. And then it goes on down to Abraham. He lived 175 years. Moses, he lived 120. And Joshua and David, they both lived 110 years. Now, David's son, Solomon, there was some doubt as to how long he lived. I looked up Google on his lifetime, and it says that he lived 60 years. He only lived 60 years. And there was some debate about whether he was healthy, or it was sort of like he was the sickly type of person. But he had a lot of wives, 700 wives, so he must have been pretty good health. And 300 concubines. So that's a lot of women to have around. So who knows, you know. that's what I want to talk about tonight, is to ask God to number our days. So we cannot know the days that we're going to pass on, and we can't do that ourselves. So there's only one way that we can sort of help ourselves out a little bit, is to know compare ourselves to the weak nature of man. We can compare ourselves to God's eternal nature, and in Psalms 90. And verse 12, and this is a prayer of Moses. It's Moses, or David did not write the Psalms. It's a prayer that Moses gave. And that's one of the most popular verses in the Bible too, I guess. So God said, or Moses prayed in Psalms 90 and verse 12, said, God, teach us to number our days. So we are to try to find out, and we should desire to learn, how to number our days, or at least come close to it. In Acts, Acts 8, 30 and 31, Philip ran across this Ethiopian sitting in his chariot by the roadside, and he came over to him and said, do you understand what you're reading? And he said, how can I understand when without somebody to guide me or lead me or show me the way? So we've got to learn to look at God's word and find out what is the best way to read and be ready, at least be ready for the end of time when it comes. So in 1 Peter 2 and 3, it says, as newborn babes, we should desire the pure milk of the word, that we may grow thereby, and to learn and to grow by it. Now, there are not many people, it seems, that reads the Bible today, especially not all the way through and not every day. Now, there's only 11 people, or 11% of people, read the Bible daily. And that's very sad, really. So you read, we should be reading the Bible daily, and we should believe what the Bible tells us. And most people are kind of ignorant of what the Bible says. They don't know what it said because they don't read it. Because we don't know when we are going to die, so we don't know how many days we have left. And we have to realize that the life passes rapidly. And I'd like to go to Psalms 90 and verse 8. And Moses' prayer, he said, we have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all of our days have passed away with your wrath. We finish our years with a sigh. A sigh is a very short breath that we take. And by reason of strength, the days of our lives are 70 years. So we've come past that a little bit. And by reason of strength, maybe we'll reach 80 years. They are blessed is only labor and sorrow, for it is cut off and we fly away. We know the power of your anger, for in the fear of you, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Now, we can lose our life. There's many ways that we can lose our life. A little child, it can die at maybe 1 year old or less. Or we can live. Well, I looked up the oldest people living today. There's one man in France, and he lived to 113 years old. He's still living, according to the internet. And the woman, they lived to 118, and they're still living. So they may make 120, who don't know. But we can lose our life in a lot of different ways, and death will come to us. In Ecclesiastes 9, verse 5 and 10, "For the living know that they will die, for the dead know nothing. They have no more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. All their love, their hatred, their envy have now perished. No more, or never more, will we have a share in anything done under the sun. So go, eat your bread with joy, drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has already accepted your works. Let your garments always be white, and let your head like no oil." And verse 10 said, "Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. Do not be slack in what you do. There were no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. So do it while you're alive and while you can. But do it with all of your might." Some people, they act as if they're going to live forever, but they know they're not. So they're fooling themselves. So live every day as if it were your last. And someday, not only will you be right, you will also be ready. Because if you study your Bible, you will be ready to meet God when He comes and when your time is up, when your days are gone. So in Ecclesiastes 8, 5 and 6, says we should live wisely. A wise man's heart discerns both time and judgment, because for every matter there is a time and there is a judgment. Because there's a time when we live, and after our days are up, then we're gone, and it's judgment time after that. So in Ephesians 5, 15 and 16, "See that you walk circumspectly," that is, being a good example for others in the world. "Not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." And in Colossians 4 and verse 5 says, "Walk in the wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Study God's word and know that God's will is that we may be wise." So we watched The Voice. Have you ever watched The Voice on TV? Sometimes they teach people to sing and how to do it right. And they had a song on there which kind of brought me to tears at one time. And it said the name of the song was "To Always Be Humble and Kind." So that's the way we should be. Always be humble and kind. And to study God's word and know that God's will is that we will be, that we may be wise. So tonight I would like to give an invitation to one whose heart is not right with God, and to know that your time is not known to you. We can pass and be gone before we even realize what's going on. So are you living wisely? And are you ready to meet God when He numbers the days are over? So tonight, if you're here and your heart is not right with God, we'd like to give you an opportunity tonight to come forward and and change that. To give your heart with God and confess Jesus Christ. And after Matthew 10:32 and in Acts 2:38, then we could be baptized into God's church. And we can be a part of God's church then. So if you can, if you're ready tonight, then come forward and we will help you all we can.